I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse.
Hi guys, welcome to Open Language. This is Connor.
And Tara.
Today we have an elementary lesson for you, and this is a special day. It's Teacher's Day.
So it's September now, and everybody's back in school.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to say thank you to those teachers.
Yeah, teachers work really hard, and we should all say thank you to them.
Yes.
So this lesson is about a Chinese person and an American person, and they're talking about Teacher's Day in China and in America.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we listen to the lesson?
Great. Hey, Mark, I saw a lot of teachers walking around with flowers today. What's that about?
Oh, September 10 is Teacher's Day in China.
I see. In the USA, we have Teacher Appreciation Week in May.
Do you give teachers gifts as well?
Yes, usually a simple gift like a card, flowers, or fruit.
Oh, that's really nice.
I'm so thankful for my teachers. I really appreciated my math teacher, Mr. Freeman, because he made math fun.
My favorite teacher was Mrs. Chen. She was always so caring.
Oh, right. So we just heard the dialogue between an American and a Chinese person.
Mm-hmm.
And to start off with, the woman says,
yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of teachers walking around with flowers today.
Yeah. So this is our first word, walking around.
Right.
You all know walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple, right? So walking around.
It means moving around or
yeah.
just lots of people everywhere she goes.
Yeah, yeah. So walking around, you go for a walk here or there. You're not, it's not just the action walking. You're just walking around here, walking around there.
Right, like if you go shopping,
mm-hmm.
you may walk around a department store.
Mm-hmm.
It just means to walk with no direction.
To go places.
Yes.
Yeah. And so today, as Mark says, is September 10, and that is Teacher's Day in China.
Right.
And so the American girl, she says this next sentence.
I see.
I see. Okay.
So she's not seeing something.
Yeah, with her eyes?
No, it means
no.
okay,
mm-hmm.
or I get it.
Or I understand.
Or I understand.
Yeah, okay. So usually when we first understand something that we did not know before,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly now I understand, oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Yes, if mm-hmm. something confuses you
yeah.
and now it doesn't.
Yes.
I see.
Right. So you can ask your English teacher, teacher, I don't understand this. And your teacher will say, oh,
blah,
what?
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Oh, I see.
Yes. Meaning
I got it.
I get it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
In the U.S.,
yeah.
Teacher appreciation is actually in May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just one day. It's a whole week.
Yay.
Yeah.
Teachers deserve it.
Yeah. So let's take a look at this word appreciation. It's a big word.
Right. Big word. Easy meaning.
Yeah.
Thankful.
Yeah, exactly. You are thankful. It's like thank you. If you say thank you to somebody, you
appreciate.
Appreciate. And that is the verb form that we'll see a little later.
Right. So mm-hmm. appreciation is, or you can say I wanted to show my mm-hmm. appreciation.
Yeah, yeah.
Here are some flowers.
Yeah, so this feeling of being thankful.
Right.
Yeah,
or so, grateful is another word.
Mm-hmm. So you should show your appreciation to your parents, to your teachers, whoever's giving you money.
Paying your bills.
Yeah, yeah, those things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Mark has a question. Mark is wondering, do you give teachers gifts as well?
And his friend actually says yes,
mm-hmm.
but it's usually a simple, meaning small,
mm-hmm. yeah.
gift.
Simple, yeah, yeah.
Like cards or flowers or fruit.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so they do that in China as well as the USA, and as well just means also.
Also, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
And Mark says, that's really
nice. That's so nice. And this doesn't mean kind.
No.
Yeah, like a kind person is a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
This means that's really cool. or that's great.
Right.
Like, that's good.
So if you tell mm-hmm. your friend something good happened to you, like, I got a raise at work,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they will say, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, that's
meaning,
really
good.
Good
job.
Yeah, good job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so then they kind of talk about their teachers here.
Mm-hmm.
The girl says, I'm so thankful for my teachers.
Right. So we saw appreciation mm-hmm. earlier,
yes,
and this is being thankful.
Yeah, so it's very similar meaning, almost the same meaning.
So you can say, I'm so thankful, mm-hmm. or I appreciate.
Right, exactly. And everyone, this is one of the first things you learn in English is thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This has the same meaning. This is why we say thank you.
Yes.
It's this feeling of appreciation. Oh, I'm so happy because you did this.
Right.
I'm happy you're teaching me.
Right. I want to show you gratitude.
Yeah, gratitude. That's great. This is an adjective. I am thankful for my teachers. You can also say thank like a verb. I thank my teachers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. And as you say, it's the same meaning as appreciate.
Yes, mm-hmm. which we see.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I really appreciate. So mm-hmm. I am thankful for.
Yeah. So it's the same meaning.
Exactly. Yeah. Just different ways. There's so many ways to say thank you in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many ways to show our appreciation.
Yes.
To our teachers. So in this case, cards, flowers, or fruit. You know, on Father's Day or Mother's Day, I show my appreciation to my parents by getting, you know, a card or some flowers for
right.
them as well.
So for me, mm-hmm. very personal, I had a foot surgery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I can't walk very well. And I appreciate all of the help my friends and family have given me
to
help me deal mm-hmm. with things.
Yeah. So, yeah, when people do nice things to you, you should appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this case, she mm-hmm. appreciates her math teacher, Mr. Freeman, because he made math fun, which is impossible.
Yeah, so here's a quick note here. In English, when we talk about our teachers,
mm-hmm.
we call them by their last name, but we also say Mr.
Right, we don't say Teacher Tara, for example, or Teacher Freeman, definitely not.
Right, right.
We say Mr., mm-hmm. Mrs., mm-hmm. Ms.,
yeah.
or Miss.
Right. So in this one, it's MR period, MR dot, mm-hmm. and that we say Mr.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean about the person? Is it a man or a woman?
This is always a man.
Right. So Mr. is a man.
And there is only one of these for men.
Right, yes.
Women have, what, three or four?
Yeah. Right. So let's take a look at the next one. Mark tells his favorite teacher, who was Mrs. Chen.
Right. So favorite,
right.
the one he likes best.
Yeah, the one you like the most. So like my favorite food is probably pizza.
Really? Honestly,
I really like pizza. Yeah.
I have to say I agree. My favorite
pizza
food is pizza.
Just so good.
Right.
Yeah.
And in this case, her favorite teacher mm-hmm, mm-hmm. was Mrs. Chen.
Yeah. Okay. So Mrs. Now here, is this a woman or a man?
This is a married woman.
Oh, yes. So if it's MRS period, that means married woman.
Married woman.
Yes.
You don't want to always say Mrs.
Right.
If someone is young,
mm-hmm.
Maybe 20s or 30s, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. say Miss or Ms.
Yeah, and the spelling for Ms. is M-S period.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is a professional woman.
Right, yes.
Miss, M-I-S-S, mm-hmm. is for a younger girl.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So it sounds really complicated. Basically, M-R period, Mr., that's a man.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are women.
Right.
Yeah, and they all have a special meaning.
Definitely.
Yeah, I remember my favorite teacher was Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Hooper. So he was a man, and his last name was Mr. Hooper. Oh. And he took us on lots of trips, field trips. We got to go explore
nice.
Other places, and that was so much fun.
Oddly enough, my mm-hmm. favorite teacher, his name was Mr. Han.
Okay.
And guess which subject he taught?
Math?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
He didn't make it fun
yeah.
necessarily, because I don't think that's possible in my eyes. But he was a cool teacher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool teachers are great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're great. In this case, Mrs. Chen.
She was caring.
Caring, yeah. This is a great word. This is somebody who as you can see, cares about you.
She cares. She's kind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's very understanding.
Yeah, yeah. We also sometimes say considerate.
Right.
Yeah. So this is an adjective, caring. She is caring.
Mm-hmm.
The verb form is just care.
To care.
Yeah. So Mrs. Chen cared for her students.
Right. And there's different meanings of care for.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like a nurse.
Yeah.
I'm on to the nurses
mm-hmm,
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses care for patients.
Right. Yes.
So more things.
Yeah.
I care for my friends.
Right. Yes.
So I really like my friends. I love my friends.
Mm-hmm. There's also this expression that's kind of negative. It's I don't care.
For something.
Yeah, yes, yeah. If you're not interested in something, you can say, oh, I don't care about that.
Yes.
That's a little different, but
right.
it's sort of similar.
Similar,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take another listen to these people talking about the different teachers' appreciation days.
Great, sounds good.
Hey, Mark. I saw a lot of teachers walking around with flowers today. What's that about?
Oh, September 10 is Teacher's Day in China.
I see. In the USA, we have Teacher Appreciation Week in May.
Do you give teachers gifts as well?
Yes, usually a simple gift like a card, flowers, or fruit.
Oh, that's really nice.
I'm so thankful for my teachers. I really appreciated my math teacher, Mr. Freeman, because he made math fun.
My favorite teacher was Mrs. Chen. She was always so caring.
Okay, so lots of great words and ways to say thank you here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
Thankful.
Mm-hmm, yeah, caring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are so many days. In fact, we should be appreciating our parents, our teachers, every day.
Right.
I think.
Because they care about us mm-hmm. and care for us.
Yeah.
And we need to show our appreciation.
Yeah. So how do you show your appreciation? I'm sure you appreciate your parents and all of the people who mm-hmm. care for you.
And for Teacher's Day, mm-hmm. if you have children in school, mm-hmm. what are you going to, or how are you going to show your appreciation?
Yeah. Or maybe you are a teacher.
Exactly. What do you want?
What do you want? Would you like some flowers? What's your favorite gift
right.
for Teacher's Day?
We look forward to reading your comments.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Bye.
It's delicious. It's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delicious.